Hey, dude, what's up? Look what I got. Yes, two Steam keys for the new Cry of Responsibility, and I bought my computer over. Just let me hook up to one of your extra monitors, and we can just game all night and order some food. Oh, I know you said to text first, but I know that your girlfriend is working late tonight, and you'd be all alone, so... And I know you don't work either, so... Stalking you? It's called being a good bestie? I pay attention when you talk, douche. I mean, I get it. Your girlfriend is really forgetful, so it makes sense that that's what you're used to. Anyway, come on, let me set up. No, that wasn't a shot. I totally get it. I'm that way with school and math and stuff. But with people I am close to, I just don't forget anything. Like, I even remember that one time we went to dinner and you asked for them to remove the, you know what, from your food, and they put it away, and I asked them to remake it for you. Because I care, dumbass. I don't even say what it is because I know you hate it on your food so much. Now, let's kill some fucking bad guys. Oh, yeah, I guess we do have to wait until it installs, huh? Forgot about that part. Well, I was just excited to play a game with my best friend who had the night off. It'll only take an hour or so I'm sure we can think of something to do in the meantime. So, what do you want to do in the meantime? Yeah, let's watch something. Have you started watching that new anime yet? The one where the girl who likes ghosts or something makes friends with the guy who likes aliens, and then they both get powers or something? Well, I knew you were reading the manga, so I wasn't sure if you'd watch it at the same time, or... Yeah, you mentioned it the other day. Definitely. Dude, why are you being so suspicious? You're just super forgetful. We talk literally constantly on Discord, like, multiple times a day. What do you mean we need to talk about that? What did I do wrong? It's making her uncomfortable? What? Oh my god, dude, she's so insecure. We were friends before she ever got her stupid ass into your life. Am I wrong? I feel like ever since she weaseled her way into your life, you've been more and more distant with me and treating me like I'm some sort of pest. I mean, here I am, in your house, actually spending time with you, doing things we both like together. I make such a fucking effort to be good to you, and you let some bitch with a pair of fat titties just make you lose sight of what's important? Us! That's what's important! You and me, our friendship, our... And yeah, just, you know, what that means to both of us. You think I should leave? Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck, I'm sorry. It's just... You make me... Fuck. I can't do this anymore. I'm done pretending. I love you. 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 Shh. It's okay. It's okay. It's a little weird for me too, baby, but it's fine. We've been friends for so long, right? Just friends. Always just friends. You always picked other girls with bigger tits, smaller tits, girls with longer hair, bigger asses, smaller asses, flatter stomachs, abs, tummies. You made me into a fucking cuck, and you didn't realize it. Or maybe you did. I don't know. I don't feel that way about you. Bull fucking shit. You're just a coward, dude. You're afraid of a woman who actually knows who you are deep down. You prefer the concept of a girlfriend because that means you don't have to be vulnerable. But you've always felt vulnerable with me, haven't you? Come on, remember when we were kids? Remember how you were picked on so much and I swooped in, and I would always protect you. I hit my growth spurt, but you, well, you didn't quite reach my size ever, did you? But all of these years, baby, I kept protecting you. I made sure you were always taken care of when those stupid fucking cunts broke your heart. And I always knew they would. Sure, some of them needed a little push. Well, like, for example, Jasmine. You liked her a lot, right? Yeah, well, she was a huge slut. All it took was a fake, hunky Instagram model dude with a big cock to make her send nudes. I nearly threw up when she sent them to me. How disgusting and fucking pathetic could she be? Cheating on someone that I loved so much? That I knew I was perfect for? She was just fucking wasting it! And that's the thing. The thing you never truly understand. I am the best thing you'll ever have. Oh, please, you're so full of it. I'm so fucking sick of you basically cucking me every time you get into a relationship with some new dumb bitch. Do you think I enjoyed hearing you go balls deep in your new bitch girlfriend when we all went camping together that one time? Do you think I liked knowing you were coming inside of her? Do you think I liked fishing out the used condom from the trash and eating your cum out of it because she didn't want to put it inside her? Yeah, of course I ate it. Your cum is fucking delicious, dude. If I had been your girlfriend all these years, your balls would always be empty and I wouldn't waste a fucking drop. But instead, you continue with these mediocre women who barely even like you. Why do you do it, man? Tell me. Why do you continue to choose these other women when I'm right here? I do so fucking much for you. I'm always at your beck and call. I love you, you fucking idiot. Not attracted to me? Are you fucking shitting me? What? Is my ass not fat enough? My tits not perky enough? Because I fucking know you jerk off to women who look like me constantly. Because I cloned your fucking phone, I see everything. Every Google search you do, every WebMD search, and yeah, all the porn you watch. A sister? I'm like a sister to you? Well, that's fine, because I've seen all the incest audio porn you listen to. Don't think I'm fucking stupid. Stop fucking saying that. I am your type. You know what? I think I know what you need. You clearly refuse to see me as a sexual being, and I'm not going to stand for that. Stay there. Stay there, or I'll fucking twist your balls into a knot. Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, let's put a smile on that face. If you put up any fight, I'll ruin your fucking life, do you understand? Why am I doing this? Because life has consequences. You're experiencing the consequences of leading me on for years and never giving me a real chance. Never treating me like an equal. Never giving as much as you took. I know you didn't ask for half the things I gave you, but you still took them anyway, you ungrateful little shit. It would have been one thing if you rejected all the favors, money, gifts, support, time, and energy I gave to you. Yeah, of course it would. But you didn't. You took up all my attention and support like the greedy little piece of shit you are. Nice try. No, dumbass. Even with you being a piece of shit, I still want you. I still believe you can become a better man. I am not giving up on you. And I'm not giving up on us. Because here's the thing. Everyone else would, and they have. All those women you fucked with who broke your heart and treated you like nothing, they saw you as completely replaceable. If I were one of them, then I would have left your ass a long time ago. But I'm staying, whether you like it or not, because I know what's best for you, for us, and you're gonna learn. It might not be pretty getting there, but we will be happy one day. And we will get married, and we will have children. Glad you're not congested today. Otherwise, you might have passed out. Now, give me your wrists. Now! Good boy. Come here. I'm sorry I had to do this to you. But it was just to show you how serious I am. How much this means to me. I'm not gonna hurt you anymore, okay? Now it's time to show you all the ways I can make you feel good. You love blowjobs, right? I've watched so many of those videos you jerk off to. I know you love it sloppy and rough. I can do that. I've been throat-fucking myself with dildos for at least a year now. I figured that eventually we'd have our moment, and when we did, I'd want to blow your fucking mind. So here we go. Damn, you're already a little hard. Awesome. God, I love your cock. It's just as fucking perfect as I thought it would be. Oh, I've seen you jerk off like 100 times, but I never thought. By the time I'm done here, we're gonna have a nice puddle of spit on this couch. I can't wait for your bitchy ex-girlfriend to see how we ruined it. Yeah, I said ex. You're breaking up with her. No? Okay. Let's speed things up then. Come on, get hard for me. Let's go, baby. Get hard for me. Come on. Yeah, come on. Oh, just let go. It's gonna be okay, man. I'm gonna take care of you now. If you let me have my way, you're never gonna need to jerk off again. I will always be here. I work from home, remember? You can just use my hand, my mouth, my pussy, even my asshole to pump your load into. Tissues aren't good enough for you, baby. That's what my holes are for, okay? Oh, yeah, you're throbbing now. Perfect. Let's get a little picture, shall we? Say cheese. Oh, I forgot. The duct tape. Don't worry. I'll say it for us. Cheese. There we go. A nice little selfie with my favorite dick in the world. Oh, perfect. Now, let's put a little note with this little gift. Hey, babe, I'm breaking up with you. I'm finally happy with someone who knows how to treat me well. XOXO, your ex-boyfriend. Sent! Oh, she's calling. Here, let's answer it, shall we? Hello? Oh, yeah, sorry. No, I know. This is not a great time. Yeah, he's pretty busy right now. Yeah, well, he doesn't really want to talk to you about it. Yeah, no, yeah, he said he broke up with you. Otherwise, like, I don't know, I never would have. I'm sorry, girl. Yeah, like girls should stick together and all that jazz, but like I said, he just said that you guys were already broken up. Yes, it just wasn't meant to be. Yeah, sorry, he kind of needs his balls drained, so I'll have him give you a call afterwards, okay? Bye. Oh my God. Oh, that was amazing. God, we just cucked your ex-girlfriend. That was so fucking hot. Yeah, based on how much harder you got in my mouth while we did it. I think you liked it too. You're so fucked up. God, I love it. This is what I'm talking about. You're literally perfect for me. Oh, you're about to come, aren't you? Too bad. That load is going inside of me, but not down my throat. I want it somewhere else. I want it deep in my fucking ass. You heard that right. The one thing all those prudish bitches would never do for you, because your cock was too big, fucking cowards. Yeah. Take a look what I got for you, baby. Let me just take off these jeans. See that, baby? See that fucking ass? Got a nice big plug in it. Oh, I wore this one especially for you. Every time we hung out. Hoping you'd have the courage to finally make a move and I could let you be the first man to fuck me in the ass, and I would be the first ass you ever fuck. But that day never came until now. Aw, your cock is spurting pre-cum at just the thought. You wanna fuck my ass so bad, huh? Come on. Really look at it. Yeah. You like me spreading my ass cheeks in front of your face, huh? Let me just take this plug out. Yeah, you see that? See how ready my asshole is for you? This plug isn't even as big as you are. I can't wait for you to stretch me out even more. You wanna feel it? I want you to ruin it. I wanna feel it every time I sit down. I want you to fuck my ass so hard I don't sit right for a fucking week. Yeah, that's how badly I fucking want it. Not a single woman alive is willing to say or do the nasty shit I'm willing to do for you. So get used to it. Now let's put that cock in my ass. Just let me get some lube in here. Ah, there it is. Always good to be prepared. You always did love that about me. Whether it was giving you pencils in school, extra cash when you forgot your debit card, or a nice little travel-sized bottle of lube just in case you wanted to dick me down in the ass while we hang out. I think of everything. Perfect. That's gonna go in real nice. My ass is so eager for you, baby. Oh, you ready for our first together? Oh, fuck. Oh, even after all that prep, you're still so fucking big. Shit. Fuck. Oh, okay. Maybe I was a little overconfident. Just slow. Yes, slow. There's a good boy. Just fucking slow. Oh, shit. Oh, someone's excited. Save that bugging for once I get it all in there, okay? Oh, fuck. I should have used a bigger plug. Okay. Let's get you balls deep, baby. Oh, fuck. Yeah, there it is. Holy shit. Let's just keep that right there for a second before I start slamming my ass down on you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you like that? Fuck, I knew you fucking would. That's why I do all of this for you. Oh, to hear that tiny little exhale. I know you probably won't admit it, but come on, you like it. You like it, I know you like it. I know you, dude. I fucking know you. Yeah, just enjoy my asshole grinding on your cock, huh? Aw, good boy. I can feel you getting bigger. Fuck, okay. Oh, time to get this fucking load out of you. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, this is what I've been waiting for so fucking long. Finally something we can both share together. First that is all mine. Oh, fuck, you like the way my asshole's fucking sucking your cock, huh? You like hearing all the nasty, dirty talk I come up with? You act like you're so put off by me, and that you just don't see me that way, but fucking look at you now. My ass is starting to fucking hurt with how hard you're fucking back. You're fucking splitting me in half. You love what a crazy fucking bitch I am. And if I'm wrong, well, you'll learn to fucking love it. Especially when I'm pumping out this fucking cum out of your balls every day. No more masturbating for you. Your hands may as well stay tied behind your back because my body is yours to fuck, suck, use, come on, come in, whatever you fucking want. No is not a word you'll ever hear around me. I'm all fucking yours. Oh, fuck yes, you're getting close, aren't you? I can hear it in your moans, come on. Oh, fuck harder. Fuck my ass. Make it fucking hurt with that huge cock of yours, come on. Baby. Oh, come on, do it. Come in me. Come in my ass, please. Please. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes. 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 Oh, do it. Fuck. Come. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh, there's so much. Holy shit. Oh, it feels so fucking warm. Fuck. Yes. Oh, no, don't stop. Just let it all out, baby. Yeah. Oh, don't let a drop spill out. Oh, that was fucking amazing. Here, careful. Let me just slide off. Oh, fuck. Quick. There we go. All plugged up again. I want your cum to stay inside me. Oh, I was so worried it'd spill out. Fuck. Oh, that was amazing. I love you so much, baby. Thank you for giving us a chance. Oh, shit. The game's done downloading. Hell yeah. Aw, you're too tired to play. Aw, that's okay. Here, let's just lay your head on my lap while I boot up, okay? You can play after you've had a little nap. Getting your balls drained like that would take it out of anyone. You know, I really am like the coolest girlfriend ever. I just let you do anal. I'm not even mad that you're about to fall asleep after coming. And I'm about to game while your huge fucking load is still up in my ass. You're seriously the luckiest guy in the world. All right, baby. Go to sleep. I'll wake you up when I get hungry for dinner. Or for more of that dick. Whichever comes first. Hi there, this is Heartthrob Harpy. Thank you so much for listening to this script fill. This aftercare is included here to remind you that there is absolutely nothing wrong with enjoying a fantasy situation like this. Consent is important in every sexual dynamic, and that's what makes these stories and fantasies so much fun. As an actor, I am consenting to making this content, and as a listener, you're consenting as soon as you press play, and that's why we include the tags that we do. Kinks are very complicated, and I'm not going to pretend like I understand how they work. At the end of the day, it's just important that everyone involved is super duper comfortable. So I hope that you were comfortable listening. I know that I was comfortable performing it. And if you ever do perform kinks with a partner, then make sure that they are comfortable with everything you do. Thank you so much for trusting me and the writer to help you fulfill your fantasies. Be sure to take care of yourself, grab some water, maybe a cozy blanket or a snack, and just let yourself relax for a bit if you need it. I know that's what I'll be doing. Otherwise, thanks so much for listening, and I hope you have an absolutely lovely rest of your day.